problem.
We are in the middle of the story that Shlomo HaMelech is building Beit HaMikdash. While he is building the Beit HaMikdash in the middle of construction, this is sentence 11, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came to Shlomo at the time Shlomo was a prophet.
David, you want to show? In
the back, by the chairs. Chapter 6, sentence 11, Vayizvar Hashem and Shlomo Lemo. Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Habayit Nazeh Asher Atabone, this building that you're building right now, in Telech Bechukotai, if you're going to go on the right path and you're going to keep my laws, et Mishpatai Tazeh, you're going to do the laws that I commanded you do it, b'shamatai et kol mitzvotai, alech bayim, you keep all the mitzvot, v'kimoti et dvari itach, I will keep my word with you, asher divat et David avicha, whatever I spoke to your father David. V'shachanti b'toch bnei Yisrael, I'm going to dwell among Am Yisrael, v'lo zot Am Yisrael, I will not leave Am Yisrael. So while Shlomo was in construction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him and he told him this kind of sentence. This building that you are building, if you keep the mitzvot, if you keep the laws, I will dwell among Am Yisrael. Shlomo, of course, did not do anything yet. It's just merely a construction. All of the time there is construction. In the middle of construction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and tells him such a statement. With your permission, I would like to skip the next chapter just the details of all the things that Shlomo was making into in Beit HaMikdash. The furniture, if we may say, the parts, vessels, the building itself, the menorot, the tables, the sinks. If you skip with your permission to chapter 7, sentence 51. This is when everything was done. He did all the things, the building itself, the construction was finished completely, and he is ready to open Beit HaMikdash. Covered everything with gold, with wood.
How long did it take?
It takes about 7 years. A little bit less. Maybe 4 years. It's a question exactly how it took. The Navi will tell later that the whole thing took 20 years, 13 and 7. We'll get it in a minute. But the Gemara gives Shlomo HaMelech credit for this, and the Gemara says that he was very quick after he started, that he made it very quickly. If you skip just for a second to chapter 9, sentence 10, Parikhtet Pasuk Yud, it says, Vayi Mikteh Esrim Shana. 20 years took Shlomo to build the two houses, Shnei Abatim, Beit Hashem and Beit HaMelech. So the Gemara says 7 years he built Beit HaMikdash and his own house 13. And these Chachamim praised him. Beit HaMikdash he finished quickly, and his house he took his time. So called he was very nice and good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It took 7 years. Again, exactly. If it was 7 exactly, it's also kind of a machloket. But that's what they say. So you go back with your permission to chapter 7, sentence 51. Vatishlam kol ha-melacha asher asa min ha-shomo v'et Hashem. And Shlomo eventually finished everything, and it sounds like he completed. But Islam kolam locha.
Why do you do that?
The better. I can hear myself. How can I hear myself?
There's no air in here.
There's no air?
No.
I brought my own air. You come to Manti. You come to Manti. You bring your own air. Can we have air next in Englewood? I bring my own air when I come.
You are the Manti machine?
No. So the Medrash says, that explanation about Tishlam Kol HaMelacha Asher Asa HaMelech Shlomo, it says about Tishlam Kol HaMelacha, and Avi says the whole thing was done. So the Medrash says was done. I tell you what it means, was done. So first the Gemara says was preparing the work, it is to prepare bricks and pieces of gold to put on Beit HaMikdash. It just had to hold it in the hand, and the piece and the brick by itself used to climb up by itself. The people used to stand and look how Beit HaMikdash is going to be built by itself. Just the people over there did do something, but not really built Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash was built by himself. Not only that, the Gemara says none of the workers died on construction. Nobody had insurance. Nobody fell. Not only the Gemara says not one brick fell on the floor and broke. And not only that, they all lived for a long time. Whoever was busy, they said the Midrash, who was busy helping in Beit HaMikdash, all the workers, besides that nobody died, they were granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a very long life. For me to see. So that's the explanation the Midrash says that Tishlam Kesemtem 51. Vatishlam kol hamelacha asher asa melech Shlomo says Vatishlam kol hamelacha, that everything was done, the Midrash says by itself, that everything was completed by itself. Of course, people were there, but actually you can have seen with your own eyes that they really did not actually build completely the Beit HaMikdash. They were just helpers, and the minute they wanted to do something, the thing went by himself. יראה שלמה את קודשי דוד אביו ואת הכסף ואת הזהב ואת הכלים ואת המוצר ואת השם. למדר says like this, דוד המלך, when he captured and he went to wars and he won the wars, and whatever he took from the kings that he captured them, he put away. He knew that the Midrash is going to be built, and he filled up his storage houses and his safes with gold and silver and precious stones and all kinds is a list of things that he put away enough to build the Midrash. And Shlomo decided not to use anything, and that's the explanation. Yaveh Shlomo et kodshi David aviv et hakesef et hazav et hakelim netan meotzor bet Hashem. It means Shlomo went and took everything that David had prepared to use it to build the Midrash. He did not use anything. He only used his own treasures that he got and taxes and donations from Am Yisrael, but he didn't touch anything that David had prepared to build the Midrash. I'm sorry?
Did he have anything from Chiram also or no?
Yeah, he got from Chiram, but he didn't get from Chiram. Yeah, he got from Chiram the wood, yeah. He got gold from Chiram. I don't know if he got gold from Chiram himself. He got gold from other nations as donations, but not what David HaMelech captured. He's going to have more, soon we're going to learn he's going to have more. So Beit HaMikdash himself, mainly what he took, the Medrash says, was taxes from Am Yisrael and donations from Am Yisrael. One of the reasons, the Medrash says that Shlomo and David both knew the Ruach HaKodesh, the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and David HaMelech said, Han La'arot Bavel, is chapter 137 in Tehillim, that he knew the Ruach HaKodesh and that's going to be destroyed. And therefore, Shlomo, that he realized that with the Melech's prophecy that the Melech is going to be destroyed, he said, I'm not giving you any of the gold and the silver that David Melech took, because then, when the Melech is going to be destroyed, the Goyim will say, aha, is know why the Beit was destroyed, because they used part of our silver and gold, and the time the goyim used to worship Avodah Zarah, and they would claim that their Avodah Zarah won against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they were able to destroy the Mikdash. Therefore Shlomo HaMelech decided not to use the gold and the silver that David HaMelech took by force from the goyim, because this would claim a victory for the goyim for their Avodah Zarah. That's another explanation the Medrash says. And it's that explanation, so we just, you know, it's information that we have. Beit HaMikdash was completed by Shlomo with miracles, and Shlomo used his own silver, his own gold. He did not want to use the gold and the silver that HaMelech put away for Beit HaMikdash. In another version, the Medrash says, this is what we may call a punishment for David HaMelech. Punishment. Medrash says that in the time of David HaMelech was a famine, and people didn't have anything to eat, but David HaMelech, instead to take the gold and the silver and purchase food from other countries, he said, these monies, for better, this silver and gold from Beit HaMikdash, I'm not using it. And people died in that famine because they didn't have what to eat. And Shlomo HaMelech, with a little prophecy maybe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, decided not to use it to show that we don't want to use the silver and gold, that that silver and gold really was put away and people died because we did not want to use it, because they put away the Mikdash. Hashem said, I don't need it. I would rather if you would take it out, the silver and gold, and buy food from Israel than to kill a new Beit HaMikdash. That's another explanation why the Navi said that Shlomo HaMelech did not use the fortunes of David HaMelech, his treasures, to be Beit HaMikdash. Again, this is just information. The question is, what do we have to know this information? Sentence, chapter 8, with your permission, sentence 1, as the Yekel Shlomo Diknei Israel, with Kol Rashi, Amatot, and Seir, Avot, and Yitzhak, and Shlomo Yerushalayim, Shlomo gathered Olam Israel. The Medrash says, because the Shechinah is going to come only if Olam Israel would come. And therefore, when he called the president of the tribes to come to Yerushalayim, to bring La'alot et Aron Brit Hashem, Yir David, Yir Tzion, to bring the Aron, the Echal, with the Luchot inside, to bring it into Beit HaMikdash, so he called the important people to come. Immediately, sentence 2 says the Medrash, Vayikalu el Amer Shlomo Kol Ish Yisrael, Be'erach Ha'etanim B'chag U'chadu Chodesh Hashvi. Yeah. Shlomo HaMelech finished Beit HaMikdash on Chodesh Cheshvan, and the opening, no, everything was closed, locked till the following year on Tishrei. The Medrash says that the third Beit HaMikdash is going to be opened Bezrat Hashem on Chodesh Cheshvan as a paying back to the second Beit HaMikdash that was not opened the first Beit HaMikdash that was not open on the month that Beit HaMikdash was finished. So Beit HaMikdash was finished on Cheshvan. It's called Yerach Bul. Nobody says it. Bul from the word Mabul. It's constantly every year until Shlomo HaMelech opened Beit HaMikdash was 40 days and 40 nights of rain every year. But Shlomo, since Beit HaMikdash, the thing was cancelled. And now Shlomo is going to open Beit HaMikdash on Chodesh Tishrei. Chodesh Tishrei or Chodesh Hashvi, okay, just, you know, information. Somebody wants to ask you information. Can you tell me when Shlomo opened Beit HaMikdash? They said, yeah, Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, well, you have to know it. I mean, it's on our calendar. On the calendar, if you want to see on the calendar when Beit HaMikdash was opened, it says Chodesh Tishrei. They will call the Knei Yisrael and Suha Kohanim et Aharon. So all the old people, the fortune of the old came, and they're all taking the Torah, the Echal, the Ark with the Luchot inside, they're going to take it from Zion, from Yerushalayim into Beit HaMikdash. Ve'yalu et Aharon Hashem et Ohel Moed, et kol kohanim shel Moed, ve'yalu otam al kohanim alim. So the Gemara says really that usually the Levim used to carry the Echal. Here it's a special case. The Gemara says that kohanim alim, it means really mainly the Kohanim. This is the Gemara, the Kohanim, they carried the Echal with the Luchot inside to bring it into Beit HaMikdash. Okay? And this is just information. Information. So somebody wants to tell you, says, what did happen? He says, what happened is Shlomo gathered all the old people, and now they're taking it into Beit HaMikdash. This was in the Chodesh Tishrei. And the Kohanim are the ones that carry. Again, usually the Levim carry, here the Kohanim. Why the Kohanim? We don't know. The Kohanim is like, one of the explanations the Chachamim say is because they have to bring the Ona Kodesh, the Echan, into Kodesh HaKodeshim. Kodesh HaKodeshim is the holiest of the holiest. Over there, only the Kohen HaKadosh is allowed to go inside. Seems going to be too heavy and impossible for the Kohen HaKadosh to carry by himself. So let's have some helpers. The right helpers, the right movers, should be the Kohanim, and that's what one of the explanations Chachamim say, the Kohanim are carrying the Aron, even though usually the Levim, they used to carry it in the desert. Now it was changed because it's going to be put in the holiest place, and the Kohanim are the right people to carry. Okay, again, just information, okay? They all sacrifice into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, information, okay? יביאו הכהנים את ארון ברית השם אל מקומו אל דביר הבית בקודש הקודשים אל תחת כנפי הכרובים שלמה המלך made special כרובים like special forms of like angels that he put inside קודש הקודשים something that's not being mentioned in the Torah but דוד המלך told him the Gemara says that the Gemara gave instructions to Shlomo and he told Shlomo the measurement of Beit HaMikdash and how to build Beit HaMikdash how many floors of Beit HaMikdash, the height, the size, everything was given to David and Shmuel with a prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that prophecy also, he was told by the Melech to make big angels, besides the angels that we had on the top of the Echad, which we call Kulim, so the Melech made big ones standing on the two corners of the Holy Spirit called Kodesh HaKodeshim, and over there they're going to bring the Echad inside. And Tarat Kamsea Kovim underneath the wings of those angels, again those angels are just form of angels made from wood, covered with gold, standing on the two sides of the holiest of the holiest. The wings are stretched, and they're going to put the Hechal, the Kohanim are going to put the Aron HaKodesh, the Ark, underneath the wings. Here Kovim, because those angels, Posim Knafayim and Ukom Aron, that stretch the wings. Vayasoku akruvim ala ova v'lem nemala. That means that the kruvim open the wings. The Zohar said three times a day, the kruvim, by miracles, used to stretch and bring back their own wings. V'yarich sentence, five with your permission, V'yarichu abadim, eroh shabadim, in akodesh apne avi leoh huta. This is the two sticks they used to carry the Aaron, was stretched and the whole room. Yeah. The sticks that they used to carry their Echad was there and that they used to stand over there until the day. And the Aron sentence with your permission in the Echad was no but just the Luchot Asher in Yach Sham Hashem Echorei Vatel HaMashav in the Brot Asher Kandash Mishav Shavis Vatel Mitzrayim Vatel HaShem in the Tzvita Mitzrayim. So we have the Luchot the Torah inside the Echal, and the Echal is now being brought into Beit HaMikdash. Ad Hayom Hazeh, the Gemara says Ad Hayom Hazeh means like this, that Yoshiyahu HaMelech in his it was a very big traffic in the Holy Man. He knew, but he did not know it. First, he had in tradition from Shlomo, from David, the Beit HaMikdash will not stay forever. And therefore, David HaMelech told Shlomo, and he gave him the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash, he told him that. Yet one day, it's going to be destroyed, and he told him by who? By Babel, by Iraq, by Nebuchadnezzar. And they dug underneath Beit HaMikdash big tunnels, very deep tunnels, and they made a special place, a hidden place. Today, this year, they found some kind of clues that they think they know where some of the things underneath Beit HaMikdash is today. They call it Ad Hayom Hazeh.
The rocks?
Yeah, but it's not them. some Jewish people, they found some doors, some things they wanted to go away, and they wanted to claim. Some of them died, some of them, some of them had tragedies. Yeah.
What is it? The Aron, the Marseille, the
Tenet? The Tenet, yeah.
What about the man?
The Tenet man, right. The jar with the man, the stick of Aharon, and the Luchot, and the Ark. It says, Hada Yom Hazeh, the Gemara says, until today, if you go downstairs, under the Tanigdash, today, if you start digging down, you'll find it.
But there are two sets of Luchot and two Arons, right?
Was one set of the Luchot and the broken one. The Machlokas in the Gemara, if there were two Aron or one Aron. Halacha is like Chacharim, all say it was at the end one, was one Hechal and the Luchot, and the Shivri Luchot, the broken pieces of the original Luchot that was broken by Moshe, everything was inside the Hechal, plus a little Torah, one little Torah next to the Hechal. The Gemara says in Baron, so the Gemara says what it means is that it was a shelf coming out from the Echal, and on that shelf they had a little Torah standing. The Gemara asks what it means. It is not the Yom HaZeh. Again, this is just information to teach us what did happen really on the opening of Beit HaMikdash, what was the first thing that was brought inside Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara also tells us that Shlomo HaMelech, he made the entrance big enough to bring everything inside, and while he was trying to bring the Hechal, the Luchot inside, while he was trying to do it, all of a sudden they saw, the engineers and Shlomo saw that the doors became smaller. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu on purpose made the door smaller and they could not fit. The Kohanim are standing right next to the entrance. They try to fit it in, they can't fit it in. They can't fit it in. And the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech said 24 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was very smart, and it's like a magic word, that he wanted to say those magic words to open up the gate. Not only he was unsuccessful, the gate started to shake, and they looked like they wanted to attack Shlomo HaMelech. The biggest embarrassment, that after the 7 years of construction, with all the big engineers, with all those workers, with the wisdom of Shlomo, they say the engineer made a mistake. The door, the opening is too small, you cannot bring the things inside. Until the Melech says that the Shlomo HaMelech said, okay, I understand, I cannot do anything, please remember my father David. I didn't help either. And they had to bring the coffin of David. They dug the coffin from David's grave. They brought the coffin to Beit HaMikdash. When they brought the coffin, at that moment everybody saw all of a sudden the gates are moving. The two sides of the gates are moving. And then the Kohanim went inside. So again, Shlomo HaMelech built Beit HaMikdash and he could not fit inside the gate, inside the entrance, the things he brought to Beit HaMikdash, until he brought the coffin of David HaMelech. The Gemara says that that moment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to clear David HaMelech's name, that everybody counted him, was only saying Lashon Hara about him. He did this as Bathsheba, he did with Uriah, all of Avshalom, all kinds of things that he did wrong in his life. But because of American gossip, but because of American newspapers, and until that moment, everybody was blaming David for everything. And nobody wanted to hear about him, even though Shlomo, his son from Bathsheba, became the king. Rumors and gossip always were behind David HaMelech. Hashem told David HaMelech, before David HaMelech died, I'm going to clear your name after you die. This became when did Hashem clear it? Today. Today, when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring Beit HaMikdash inside the Mikdash, the Echal, the Luchot, he could not fit them in until he brought originally the coffin of David HaMelech. When he brought the coffin, then the gate opened up and the Kohanim were able to bring the Luchot inside. Very nice. It's a nice story. I just would like to know why Hashem did it. I mean, Hashem has other ways to do it. And why didn't Hashem want to clear his name before? Hashem wants to clear David's name only the day of opening Beit HaMikdash, embarrassing, if I may say, all the engineers And all the people, all the workers with all the blueprints that they built the entrance too small, it was not built small. Hashem squeezed the entrance to become smaller in order to say, "Ma'at to clear David HaMelech's name." He says, "Why you have to clear it now?" But what are you trying to say? If Hashem wants to clear David HaMelech, he has to do it. Such a big embarrassment. All of them are standing in the middle of the stairs and all waiting for the Kohanim to bring it inside. He says, "Can he can bring it inside? The door is too small." Why Hashem is doing such a thing?
Why
did you like
to take out
the
body?
Yeah, you're allowed to take out the body. Again, you're allowed to take out the body if it's for a purpose. But you have to know exactly what the situation of the body. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that to take a body, to move a body, it's very hard for the person that's on. And the halacha is that you have to sit Shiva, one day, 7 days, machloket about it. It's not so simple to bring a coffin from abroad. But you have to know the situation. For example, when I was a kid, the Vision Serebbe, you know Vision Serebbe? The Vision Serebbe grandfather. Grandfather died in Europe. And this Vishnitz Rebbe's father decided to bring the coffin of his father from Europe. He lived in Nevak, so Chazanish heard it. Chazanish called him up. Chazanish told him, "I want you in this funeral to open up the coffin. I want everybody to see who was your father." That's what he's trying to tell him, that your father's body is like he died today. It was 30 years before his father, I don't remember how many years. It says, Chazanish said, in the middle of your funeral, you should open up the coffin, you call everybody, to see your father lying in the coffin, like he just died. And that's what happened. And then when they brought the coffin, I think it was Nimre Chaim, I think. This Rebbe Zvishnitz, the great grandfather, right? No, grandfather.
The brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they brought the coffin, and opened in the funeral, and everybody went and picked and looked in the coffin. He said, "Oh, I just died now.
Just died."
So just to show the Gemara said that Tzadikim really just lie down in the grave and they wait for Mashiach. And for them, to move them, it's nothing, unless you're not supposed to move them. That's what we say in Shmuel, "Mikayim emunatol lishene afa." The Gemara says, "If I'm not in Yaakov, just lie down in Marat HaMachpelah and they wait for Mashiach, and the other he comes every day and wakes them up and washes their hands and they do the prayer mincha and they go back to sleep." This is "Mikayim emunatol lishene afa," they're sleeping.
Why
just mincha? I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know why.
It means sleeping.
So here, David HaMelech was brought by Shlomo HaMelech, his coffin was brought up, and for him it was nothing, it was just sleeping. The Gemara says, David HaMelech said about himself that he's not afraid that any worms will touch his body. Imara says that David HaMelech was able to purify his body completely, like Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that he didn't have any yetzara. He'd be halal b'kirbi. Imara said nothing was touched the body of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as well as David HaMelech. So that's information, just information. The information is that bringing the Aaron, and again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the making a trick, they won't be able to bring it, and finally after they brought the coffin of the Melech, they're able to bring the ark with the Luchot inside, and everybody is happy. And then everybody understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave this sin to David HaMelech. And just information, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to clear, maybe the question is, why Hashem wants to clear David HaMelech's name now with the Oven Beit HaMikdash? What is the significance? Like, I close the gate and I open the gate. What does it mean exactly? chapter 8, sentence 10, we give permission to Ibetzeta Kohanim and Akodish Vanan Malay Bet Hashem. It says when they left after they placed their hal, the Holy Kodesh, in Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the holiest of the holiest, they left. When they left, all of a sudden was a cloud, it means the Shekhinah HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived. Lechlo Kohanim Lamod Shachim Bnei Ayanan, Ki Malay Kod Hashem, Bet Hashem, the Kohanim could not have stayed and do some things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sacrifice, do anything over there, because they felt the cloud is there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, they had to go. As Amar Shlomo, then Shlomo, when he saw the whole thing, he gave a speech, Hashem Amar Lishkum Barafel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to come over here and to dwell with a cloud, Balom Ba'iti Beit Zivu Lach Mahor Shifta. I did build for you, he said, even though the Medra says he did not build it, since it was built by itself, but that's called Bano Baniti. I did build, it means I helped to build. I really actually did not build. The thing was built by itself. Bet Zvulach. Machon Neshiftecha Olamim. So the Medra says Bet Zvulach in Shamayim is a place in Shamayim that's called Zvul. In Shemayim we have seven Rekiim, seven skies. Sky number four is called Zvul. So Shlomo says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did build for you a house. It's called Beit Zvul. Zvul again is the name of the sky upstairs in Shemayim. So I did it downstairs. Machon Neshiftecha Olamim, it's a place for you forever. Sentence 14, may Yosef HaMelech Lepanayi Ve'erat Kol Kalitum Kalitum Bavet, it says he's blessing everybody, everybody is standing, Ve'erat Baruch HaShem Kisus Yibbev Ve'erat Ve'erat Ve'erat, it says, blessed David HaMelech, blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he spoke and he gave some things to my father David. And this is the promise what he told my father. Sentence 16, Min Hayom Asher Otzita Mi'Yisrael Et Yisrael Mitzrayim, Vavachati Li'ir, since I took Yisrael out of Egypt, I never chose a city, because Shiftei Israel is not by Liot Misham, I never chose a house, and I chose a city of Chabit David Liot al Arami Israel. So I chose David. Yes, sir. But even David David is not by it, the Shem Hashem and Israel. That's a speech. He gives a speech and he says Hashem chose David, and David wanted to live with the Midrash, but Yomer Hashem David Avi Yain Asher Yain Levavchai Vabayit Shmi. Because you wanted to do it, fine. Etivota ki hayam levavecha, it's very nice. But rak hatalot yivnei habayit. But you're not going to build it. Ki mincha yitzemecha latzecha yivnei habayit eshmi. Only your son is going to build the house. He says, why? He says, Hashem loves. He loves you so much. He says, why don't you give an explanation? Why don't you tell them? You open up at Amigdash, and you say, my father wants you at Amigdash, and Hashem says, yes. Very nice idea, but not you, your son. This is everybody should ask, excuse me, can you know why? What is the problem exactly? Why doesn't he tell us? The Navi before, if you remember, in Sefer Shmuel, gives an excuse that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us in the Navi, but that's not the real excuse that says in the Navi, if you remember. But here, the Shlomo gives a speech and he doesn't say why Hashem did not want David to live at Amigdash. Vayakim Hashem et Dvaro, sentence 20, with your permission, Hashem kept his promise, Hashem Diber, Ba'akum Tachat David Aviv, Ba'ishav Kisei Yisrael, it says, I am the new king, I sat on the chair, Hashem Diber Hashem, Ba'evnei Abayit Hashem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I did build this house for Hashem. Vasim Sham Makom La'aron, over there in the house, I made a special place, for the Echav, for the Ark, Asher Sham Brit Hashem, over there is the treaty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means the Torah, Shekhat Amotenu, Mosita Veras Yisrael. That's the speech, it says, what do you have to say that? I mean. Now he's standing, Vayamot Shlomo Lifnei Mizbach Hashem, Negekol Kal Yisrael, Nefos Kapav El Hashamayim, now he's standing in front of the altar, Vayomar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, En Kamocha Elokim Vashamayim, Yimar, now he's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, nobody is like you in the Shamayim, in the sky, on earth. Shomer Avid V'Chedva V'Adecha V'Chem V'Adecha V'Olibam. Says, you are the one that always keep your promise. Sentence 24, Asher Shamat Al Avdecha David Avi Et Asher Dibat Al Avi V'Picha V'Vod. It says, you kept your promise to my father David. Sentence 25, V'Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shmol Avdecha David Et Asher Dibat Al Avi V'Picha V'Vod. Please keep the promise that you promised David. L'amour le karet le chayish min fanai Yosheva kesset arpiz. You promised David that the continuously kingdom of David should continue. Please get it. Rati mishmu malecha tatanai sefanai kashar ata lefanai, says the motivator. You said please keep the right tradition. Sentence 26, please, God Almighty, keep. Sentence 28, please, listen to my prayers. Listen to the singing, listen to the prayers, to the requests, to all the things I'm going to ask you. What is my request? Yotin chab to chotel abaitas de laila. We want your eyes to be open on this house constantly. Whoever is going to pray, listen to the prayers. Please listen to the prayers of Am Yisrael. Listen and you forgive. This is what forgive. Who said nobody's going to sin? What do you have to forgive? No, people are going to sin. Right away, you have been on the prayer. It says, people will not behave as to each other, they sin to each other, and so on, and so on. Question the Gemara says what it means, all kind of sins that people will do, people will have to come to Beit HaMikdash, sacrifices, or to ask for forgiveness, for that is from the Shamayim, especially for the Darkom, and so on. And that's one of the things it said, if Chas V'Shalom, a lady that will not behave, a married lady will go out with another man, and they will bring it to Beit HaMikdash. This says he has to pray now. This is the time of Beit HaMikdash. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, it's going to be a time that a married lady will do the thing with another man, and her husband will bring it to Beit HaMikdash. And please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive and forget. This is this opening of Beit HaMikdash. Let's talk about this thing. And then he continues, it's going to be a war, Chatshalom Israel is going to lose the war, Sentence 33, and you're going to give water. Says, well, of course, water is a very important thing. I know that it's a very important thing. But this is when you open the leadership to pray. That's what really bothers you for a moment. The lady will do a scene, and if she has to bring it over here, Hashem should forgive. It's going to be no water. It's going to be no rain. It's going to be a drought. They're going to pray. You give bread. Ask me about it. It'll be Chatzashon of heaven. That's it. I don't understand why you have to open your mouth. The Gemara says, better don't say this thing. The Gemara says that even if you want to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't say with your mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, if somebody is going to be sick in my family, heal them. You don't say this in your mouth. You don't open your mouth. Rabbi Tzachkara Shadar, the Gemara says, you should never ever say bad things from your mouth, even on the condition, the Gemara says. Don't say this. He'll give a speech in his prayer. It's going to be a famine, it's going to be a drought, it's going to be a lady not behave, I can please forgive, forget. It's nothing to do with the committer. Called Fila, sentence 38, every prayer, of course, is there, it's going to come, it's going to pray, please listen to the prayer. Atat ishma ha-shamayim v'chon shibtech al-salachta v'azit atat ha-ish k'chol bracha v'ashidah et levavu k'yatat et levatecha et levavu k'l-adam. Please, you know the heart of the people. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive. L'man yiraucha k'oim v'ashem k'yam v'adamar. In order for everybody to be afraid of you, shat al-avotenu to this land that you gave our fathers. Continue the whole chapter. The whole chapter 8. This is Shlomo HaMelech's prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, that Chas V'Shalom, if you're not going to behave, Chas V'Shalom, you're going to do a sin, Chas V'Shalom, something bad will happen to you, Chas V'Shalom, you deserve it, Hashem, please forgive them. This is the opening of the Midrash. That, of course, Chas Shalom Sarabi might do it. But you don't give a speech like this. You open up a shul. You don't even have the presence of the shul. The rabbi stands up and says, listen, this shul is for you. In case you see, you come over here. This is in the churches. You don't come and give a speech to the people. You know, open up a shul in case he has somebody sick. Can't pray over here. It's going to be somebody died. You make an unveiling. You don't do it. You don't say like this. This is that. This is not something when you open with Hamidah.
Why is it found that they should be afraid of my country?
Right. You're right. Sitting in here. Yeah. Right. That's what it means, yeah. So the whole chapter, the whole prayer of Shlomo being appeared in the prayer, I mean the same thing that he's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive, forget. Forgive, forget. And he's constantly going to mention all the things that Am Yisrael is going to do. So for what he was saying it, and for what the Navi wrote it. What do we have to do from it? This is whatever, this is history. Shlomo prayed it, so therefore what? Every time you open up a shul, you have to say this prayer. The Gemara says, you don't open up your mouth. You don't say, if somebody will sin, forgive him. You don't say it. You don't open up your mouth. You don't say, it's going to be a drought, then please bring grain. You don't say this with your mouth. You're not allowed to say. You say, Bezrat Hashem, Akadimokh should have rain. Should be nice to us. But you don't say, in case a lady will do a sin, a married lady will do a sin, and bring it to the Tavinda, she'll forget me and forgive. You don't say this thing. So if you skip to chapter 9 with your permission, Shlomo finished building Bet HaMikdash. It took 20 years altogether, 7 years of Bet HaMikdash and 13 for his own house. It's called Bet HaMelech. Bet Kol Cheshev Shlomo, Chachamim said it means the house that he built for his wife, the daughter of Paro, as we call it in America, the Shikte. Vayira Hashem in Shlomo, Shinik Hashem Nira Lav Givon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived again to Shlomo. Vayomer Hashem in Elav Shamad Yit Filatcha. I heard the prayer that you prayed to me. It's in Cheshna Vana Idashti Bayit Hazeh. What you told me, this house, you made it for me. I appreciate it very much. ועתה, it tells you like this, אם תלך בלפניי, if you're going to go in front of me, כאשר אתה מדביך בתום לבב ויושר, if you're going to be like דוד המלך, and you're going to go on the right path, וכי מוציא את גסימה מחתך, sentence 5, I'll make sure that you share, it's going to be for other, כאשר דיברת לבב יביך. But, sentence 6, אם שואת תשמעו לכם אחר, ולא תשמעו את אותך ולדרשת לכם, if you're not going to do it, I'm telling you now, Am Yisrael is going to be destroyed. I'm going to throw them out of Israel, and the house with the bite that Igdashti Lishmi, Ashalach Ma'apanai. And then I'm going to destroy this house. But yeah, Israel, everybody's going to curse you, everybody's going to make fun of you. The bite of the Elyon, this house, is the big one, is going to call it Allah Bishum Visharak, everybody's going to whistle. Amu al Ne Asar, he says, what happened? Sentence 9, Amu al Hashem, Hashem Krem. Hashem is again a threat. Shlomo was praying and says, Akadimho, please, if somebody will sin, forgive him. Hashem comes back and says, I heard you, I appreciate very much the house. I'm just telling you right now, this house is going to be destroyed, and I'm going to send them Israel out. He says, why are you telling this? For what are you telling this? Why Hashem is answering back? It is Shlomo prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, okay, Amen, Ken Yeh Ratzon. I hope everything will be good. Hashem instead, gives him back and tells him, I'm telling you now, warning you now, this house is going to be destroyed, Amitav is going to go to exile, if you're not going to keep everything. And the description is the Goyim were asked, what happened to this house, the Beit HaMikdash, what happened to it, what happened? They said, nothing happened. They deserve it. They did the Avodah Zarah. They did not destroy Hashem. Hashem destroyed.
What is the purpose of all this?
What's the purpose? I want to know what's the purpose. That's my question. This is written in Ruach HaKodesh, it's called Navi, Nebuah, Chizkiyahu HaMelech and his people. This is for what? The biggest embarrassment, the worst of the worst, is chapter 10, no, I'm not saying that's the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst is chapter 11. And I told you, number 11 is always the worst. But chapter 10. Chapter 10. Malkat Shva, Shiva, the queen of Shiva. She came, and she comes, and she tries Shlomo with riddles. She comes over there and goes, and she brings him presents. He gives her back presents. Who needs to know this nonsense? It's embarrassment. And if you go to Ethiopia, that's the biggest embarrassment. Whatever there is on the wall, pictures of Shlomo. Yeah, pictures of Shlomo that he did a bad thing with the queen, and then she was pregnant and she had two
he
children
came from
Shlomo.
In Ethiopia,
yeah. In the history books in America, you can see the pictures on the wall of Ethiopia about Shlomo and Queen Sheba, and they blaming Shlomo for not behaving nicely, not as a gentleman. And she became pregnant from Shlomo with two children. And all the people in Ethiopia laughing at Shlomo. Today.
And what happened with the two children?
One of them became the Nebuchadnezzar, the Shlomo Tamindash. The other one was a daughter, we don't know. Maybe it's a senator. The biggest embarrassment.
How is it possible that such a smart man
to fall in such a trap?
That's
perfect.
Good.
He didn't finish it. When he died, he was 52.
Oh, young.
Yeah.
He was
20.
Everything happened when he was
20.
Then he met when he was 80.
No,
he
was before
20. No,
but he was 20. Yes, at the age of 19. 19. The biggest tragedy, the chapter 11, if with your permission. Forget about chapter 10. Chapter 11, if you didn't have enough, now you're going to have it. It's so bad, the Gemara says, it's a sentence in the Gemara, Shlosha melachim ve'arba yotos en lehem chelek olam haba. Rabbi Yehuda, when he wrote the Mishnah, wrote the Gemara, he wrote that three kings, and four simple people, they can't go to Olam Haba. The three kings, Chav, Yerubam, so they wanted to write. Four kings, they wanted to write Shlomo. At the last minute, they didn't write this. They didn't write his name. Because, no, they said one of the reasons is because he sped up the process of building Beit HaMikdash. It was his chut. He would not have done this, Chachamim would have written, he is no Olam Haba. What does it mean? The Gemara says, the Chachamim wanted even to take his neshama out of Gan Eden, put it in Gehenna. His neshama was in Gan Eden. Chachamim has so much power. Am I golden? Can you imagine? Can take somebody from Gan Eden, put him in Gehenna. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can take the neshama of Shlomo HaMelech from Gan Eden, put him in Gehenna. The Gemara says fire came from Shamayim, the bench that was sitting over there was shaking, and Chachamim said, it's because David HaMelech does not want us to do it, we'll keep him over there. The Gemara said, they almost wrote in the Gemara, Eno chalek Ramadan. Eno. Look, the Gemara says why. Chapter 11. It's embarrassing even to read the chapter. אמר שלמה אהב נשים נוחיות רבות בלבד פרו מואביות אמוניות אדומיות זדויות all the chicks from all over the world he loved he married only non-Jewish ladies no no information no information and the most the Gemara said he loved the Egyptian one in the standards of course you know He loved the Egyptian one the most. Yeah. And the Gemara said that the night of the wedding she was dancing on the table 80 kind of dancers. So this is why. We are going, you mean it's just embarrassing. Embarrassing from A to Z. From A to Z? In the chapter 9 and chapter 15, he gives the 20 cities or 12 cities to all the kings. But it is the smallest thing, but chapter 11 is a disaster, one sentence after the after another. 700 wives and 300 girlfriends. So, this was the smartest one in the world. The one that wrote Mishlei, Kohelet, Shira Shirim, the one Hashem came to, the Mikash. Look what it says. The bottom line. Ari says, one thing. If you want to know why, Ari says one sentence. He had no rabbi.
He had no
rabbi.
He said the Lord was a God.
He says he did not want to take from anybody anything. He is the smartest one. He's smartest in his own Rebbe. And the Gemara says he had some respect for his Rebbe was Shimi ben Gera. The minute he killed his Rebbe, and he said, forget about it. He has no Irat Shamayim, what you said before. And says he is not afraid of anything, he's not afraid of God. He built Beit HaMikdash, the night he built Beit HaMikdash, he made a wedding also. The Gemara says there were two parties. The party of opening the new shul, the $80 million shul, and the other side was his wedding with the sheikh there. Says the Gemara, the dancing and the music in the wedding was louder than the music in Beit HaMikdash. The night of opening Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, at that moment Hashem wanted to destroy Yerushalayim and the whole world. And then the Gemara says, Gabriel went and picked up Rome from the ground, says the Gemara, and since then we have Rome that destroyed second Beit HaMikdash. His act with the Sheba queen brought the Nebuchadnezzar to destroy first Beit HaMikdash, and his marriage to the daughter of Paro made a Kadosh Baruch Hu destroy second Beit HaMikdash. Since the Gemara said this is because he had no rabbi, not only he had no rabbi, says the Gemara, he would not take anything from his rabbi. Ari says it's exactly like Adam HaRishon. That's our story. But Tishlam Kol HaMlacha, says the Navi, says the Gemara. You should know, that's the sentence. Everything is completed, what does it mean? Baruch Hashem. Beit HaMikdash is here, says the Gemara. What does it mean? Everything is completed. Here, Shlomo, let's go. You, Mr. Adam HaRishon. So Shlomo knows it. Shlomo knows it. He prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he gets married to the chick there. So he says, a lady is going to come over here, a husband will bring a lady, and the lady is seeing, he says, that's my mother, Chava with the snake. So he says, it's going to be a famine. Adam HaRishon was a famine. Was a drought. Adam HaRishon had to pray. He says, give the speech. In the speech, says Ari, this is your lifetime. Your lifetime, you have to know you're here to do something what Adam HaRishon missed. And immediately after the one that has a chance of Shlomo, went down. Like Adam HaShem had no rabbi, Shlomo had no rabbi, he's going to fall in the trap, the same thing like Adam HaShem fell in the trap. But, difference is, David HaMelech Cesari was the Gilgul of Shlomo, of Adam HaRishon, and he fell in a trap. Says the Gemara, the trap was Bathsheba, something like Chava, and says, but he pulled himself back. And says, Hashem told David, okay, you're ready to rebuild the Midrash, but, I don't want you to build it, because if you're going to build it, I will not be able to destroy it, because you very good, because you repaired the sin of Adam HaRishon, let me try you, son. And the whole thing is a test to Shlomo, complete bankruptcy of Shlomo, complete bankruptcy. The Gemara says Hashem swore when Shlomo went to the Midrash, I don't want Shlomo, I don't want his children, the whole thing is nothing. All the wisdom that you have is nothing, is not worth it if you don't have your own rabbi, that you listen to the rabbi. You can be Shlomo, that the Nabi will tell you and describe you, he builds this, he's smart, he knows how to make a special chair, he knows that he rules everybody, already gives him presents, so many, he's going to build it so big, but this is just a downfall for you. And then, once I heard, this is a joke of course, but I heard that somebody says, can you give me a blessing? He said, oh, I'll give you a blessing. But the guy didn't like the guy so much. He said, I'll give you a blessing. He said, I hope you own all the building in Manhattan. The guy said, amen. And you're going to own all the hotels. He says, amen. And you're going to go lie down on the bed upstairs in the top floor, and you run from one bed to the next, you can run from all one bed to the left, to all the beds in Manhattan, and you can fall down from one bed to the next. It says, Shlomo, Hashem picked him up, and you see with the wisdom of Shlomo, he knows everything, and he says, thank you Hashem. Hashem comes and says, listen, I heard your prayer, I'm telling you now, if you don't listen to me, forget about it. And Navi will continue, and he says, Shlomo HaMelech had so many wives, Hashem said, don't have so many wives. Hashem said, don't have so many horses. He has so many horses. Hashem said, don't have so much gold and silver. He had gold and silver. He said, whatever Hashem said, no. He said, I will do. He said, the smartest one ever. He said, I'm right. You have no rabbi. He says, now you can be Shlomo HaMelech. He says, downfall, a tragedy for the world. Not only a tragedy for those. Hashem, in the day that he is opening with Hamidash, Hashem wants to destroy the world. But there's no rabbi. The Gemara said he killed his rabbi, he did not want to learn from anyone, to listen to anyone, downfall. The Gemara says, Machloket. His father told him to do it in a way, but he should have had another rabbi. Never listen to anyone. Right? Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol for 8 years and he became Tzduki. A lot of Nevi'im, the Gemara says, Chalela Ben Yazur, others became their own Nevi'im and they went down from. The Gemara says, Al Tamim Be'atzmecha Ad Yom Otcha. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not believe a Tzadik until the day he dies. Because that's what happened to Adam HaRishon, happened to Shlomo, can happen to him. As long as you have a rabbi, says the Rav, Mishnah Perkei Avot, Ari says, you have to appoint yourself a rabbi and you should live in the city that your rabbi lives and listen to your rabbi. If not, Ariel says they're going to build the image of Shlomo, at the end, chapter 11, finish Shlomo as tragedy. The Gemara says in one version, at the end he was not even a king. He was walking on the street, and people used to make a joke out of him. He said, I am Shlomo. Everybody said, yeah, Shlomo. We know you're Shlomo. So to make a joke out of him, no respect for him, erased from the history, almost pulled away from Gan Eden to be put in Gehenom. Bottom line is, because this is the test of Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon test, had this test failed, Shlomo is going to fail again in this one.
So why do we call him such a smart person?
Smart forever. Smart as ever. Head in the trash.